We are directly in the Tim Hortons Smile Cookie Campaign 2024. Kicked off yesterday, goes until May the 5th. And I'm very happy to have, the crew in here right now from Hope's Home, as well as Roadways Literacy Academy and Tim Hortons. Sash Brodus first from the Capital Campaign Manager of Hope's Home. Sash, always good to have you on the air. How you been?
I've been good. It's been a while. Yeah, back on the air, back in the fundraising and here with Smile Cookies to raise some dollars.
One of my most favorite, most look forward to times of the year, and always one of the most delicious times of the year. So let's talk about Hope's Home overall. What specific community needs is Hope's Home address for someone listening who's maybe never heard of it?
Yeah. Hope's Home provides medical child care for families and kids with complex medical needs. So whether they have mobility issues, seizure disorders, sometimes even something as like diabetes is usually too complex for the typical daycare center or childcare center to provide care for. Mm-hmm. So we're a place where no matter what the needs are of the child, they can receive childcare while at the same time making sure that all of their medical needs are met.
Now, how will funds from the Smile Cookie campaign specifically benefit Hope's Home this year?
So we are in the process of expanding to open our first medical child care center here in Saskatoon. Hope's Home started in Regina. They've got two or three different centers in Regina. We've got a location in Prince Albert, but not one in Saskatoon yet. So we are hoping that the funds from Smile Cookie will obviously help us raise the much needed dollars to renovate, furnish, and equip that center. We've got $8 million to raise, so lots of money and lots of cookies to get there, but this will make a huge impact for us.
So this is more or less a challenge of the people of Saskatoon to eat $8 million worth of cookies.
Exactly, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Now, what inspires you, because I know we've done some work together in the past, what inspires you personally about the work being done at Hope's Home, and what has been, I would say, your most rewarding experience so far?
I think it's just realizing that there is kind of that gap that exists. You know, there's families that obviously can get the great care that they need medically in the hospitals and things like that, but it's that everyday piece when they're not at the hospital, when they're not kind of, they're just trying to live their everyday life. There's still that need to get that medical care and to support those families. And so it's great to be able to be a part of an organization that does that.
Excellent. And I know that the funds this year are going to help Hope's Home. Also, Roadways Literacy Academy. We'll have Langstep in here. Tell us a little bit about the mission of Roadways Literacy Academy and how it uniquely contributes to literacy and education in Saskatoon and the surrounding communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me here. Yeah. So Roadways Literacy Academy is a private school and a tutoring studio here in Saskatoon. And we focus on helping students who learn in different ways. Our mission is really to provide individualized learning opportunities for students with unique needs. And this can include things like dyslexia, dysgraphia, which is difficulty with writing, and dyscalculia, which is difficulty dealing with math.
Okay. Now, what specific projects or programs at Roadways will be benefiting from this year's Smile Cookie proceeds?
Absolutely. So, we're looking at the use of the funds in two particular ways. One is to help offset some of the financial costs for students who really need the Roadways services, but might not be able to afford the education that we provide. But in addition to that, we're looking to an expansion project as well. Our school is at capacity, and there's a lot of demand from within the community, from students who need the support. The approach that we take is a much more intense one, where it's a student-to-teacher ratio of 4-to-1, which, if you think about that, is quite different than what a student might get in a normal system. And we've even had great success with students achieving 2 grade levels of reading comprehension growth within the span of 1 year. So it really does pay off for those students who are in that situation where they need a little bit more need. So because there's such demand in the community, we want to be able to offer it to as many as we can. And so looking at additional capacity to do so is what we're looking to use these funds for.
This is a great way to do it. If you wanted to learn a little bit more about Roadways Literacy Academy, how would they go about doing that?
The best approach is to go online. If you Google Roadways Saskatoon, we should be one of the first that comes up, Roadways Literacy Academy, and there's quite a bit of detail on the website there and a phone number to call to inquire and learn more about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Lang, for telling us about that. And we'll get Danny to pop on over here. As Tim Hortons is the founder of the campaign, can you explain a little bit to our audience? I always assume, this is such a weird thing to say, that there's at least one person listening who's never heard of the Smile Cookie campaign, that maybe new to Canada or something. Explain a little bit about the origins of the initiative and how it's grown over the years.
Smile Cookie was created by owners just as a way to give back to the local community in picking different charities all the time to be able to help to support all the people that support us every day. And it's 100% of the cookies sales go. So everything goes to the two charities that we have this year. And for us, it's just about community support. And it's fun, honestly. It's a fun week.
We have so much fun with it here. I mean, in the past, I know we've decorated some of those cookies, and I've done a terrible job. But they tasted good.
Probably by Friday, you might get some pretty sad smiles, too. But it still all tastes the same. It doesn't matter what the smile looks like. So
why in 2024, obviously, we're splitting it between Hope's Home and Roadways Literacy Academy. What was the draw for both of those initiatives this year?
Honestly, there's just so many charities to choose from. Mm-hmm. And as we grow as a company, we want to be able to give back more. And so that way we can split the charities and still be able to offer huge dollar amounts to both, which is what's at the end of the day, the most important thing is getting the most money for the charities.
Absolutely. And I can't believe I always like to end with this one, even though, again, it's about cookies. So I feel like there's not much convincing people need. But what message would you like to share with the community listening right now about the importance of participating in the Smile Cookie campaign and what impact their support can have?
Well, I mean, their impact for us, I mean, it's all about the kids in both these cases. And so I don't care if you buy a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, challenge your coworkers and friends to buy. And just every day, get one. If you can, it's only on till Sunday, so support while you can.
Well, folks, you have your mission, and I'm not even going to ask if you choose to accept it. We're all going to accept it. Danny, thank you guys all very much
Thanks
for coming
so much.
By today, and best of luck with this year's campaign.
Thank you.